A second way boards can ensure a focus on equity and inclusion is through the center's mission, vision, values, and strategic plan. For decades, health centers have focused on providing high-quality, culturally responsive care to patients, addressing health disparities, and improving access to care. Many have prioritized a commitment to diversity and core values. In our current climate, many boards, in partnership with the CEO, are discussing how to deepen a commitment to health equity, DEI, and social and racial justice in relation to the health center's mission, vision, values, and strategy, and approving such changes. This may look different at different centers. For some, this may mean deepening commitment to address the most significant health disparities. For others, it might mean taking a firm stand against combating racism or integrating DEI into all facets of the health center. Some are also defining overall DEI strategies. Of course, it is critical that when approving strategy, the board also ensures priorities are adequately resourced in the center's budget. A third and final way the boards can incorporate a DEI lens is through their policy and oversight roles. Depending on items prioritized in the center's strategic plan and/or DEI plan, a board can consider the related policy and oversight implications. Related to a commitment to health equity, for example, we know health centers have always been committed to this, and were among the first to go beyond the four walls of medicine to address the causes of chronic and poor health conditions. And given this, many boards have consistently had an understanding of the social determinants of health and health equity. Many boards are deepening this by holding the center accountable for enhancing clinical quality outcomes for patients experiencing the most significant health disparities. This may involve asking that data be presented in new ways, including by patient demographics or risk factors. This can also intersect with other board policy and oversight roles. For example, a board may evaluate organizational policies with an equity and inclusion lens, including related to purchasing decisions, approve a CEO succession policy that specifies when a CEO transition occurs, the board is committed to recruiting from a diverse candidate pool, set the expectation of diverse representation at all levels of the organization, including the board, senior leadership, and overall workforce, and work with the center's CEO to ensure the CEO's annual goals reflect the organization's commitment to building an inclusive, diverse, and equitable organization. This will look different for different centers, but might include things like holding the CEO accountable for ensuring diversity among senior leadership.